So here we are, Easter morning, 2025. I think if I had a wish, it would be that it would be Easter 2024 again. But that wish will not come true. However, you can make many wishes come true. You know, more kids today are waiting for wishes to be granted than ever before. And Make-A-Wish Connecticut is working to make sure you connect with them so that you can become a wish maker. You can change their lives. And we're so pleased to be here today with Chris Moran representing Make-A-Wish Connecticut. And we want to spend the next 10 or 12 minutes giving you a crash course in how to be a wish maker. So Chris, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So before we get started, I just wanted to take a quick minute to read a PSA message, if I may. I want to remind people that they can mark their calendars for the annual Spring for Ableist Gala on Saturday, May 17th. Ableist is a nonprofit providing services and support to more than 800 individuals with special needs and their families. They're going to transform the Greenwich Country Club into a spectacular spring party for an unforgettable evening of joy, connection, and community. The evening offers dinner, dancing, and charitable giving through exciting silent and live auctions in the Ableist Giving Garden and Ableist Art Gallery. Tickets and sponsorship opportunities are available now. All you need to go to 2025ableistgala.givesmart.com. That's 2025ableistgala.givesmart.com. All right. So, Chris, thanks for joining us again. And Make-A-Wish is busier than ever right now. And I think one of the things we should really jump right into talking about is some misconceptions about the organization, where you get your money, and more importantly, the kids that you're helping. As we chatted for a couple minutes before we turned on the microphone, I guess there's a lot of people out there who think that when they get involved with this, it's to help children who are very, very sick or terminal.
Exactly. And the children are critically ill, but about 70 to 80% go on to live, you know, long and productive lives. And what's so great is we get to keep in touch with them. We see the alumni, and we see, you know, now we've got kids who have families of their own. We've got kids who have incredible careers. So that's really one of the exciting parts. But they are not terminal.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about the workload, the waiting list now. This is a really, really important time for folks at Make-A-Wish Connecticut.
Yeah, right now we have about over 300 kids who are waiting for their wishes. We're still, believe it or not, getting out of that COVID sort of backlog of travel wishes, because we allowed our kids to wait and decide, do they want to wait and pursue their travel wish, or do they want to choose something else? So last year we were able to grant 272 wishes. Typically we grant about 250 a year. So really, we're really trying to get those through and get these wishes to these kids, because a wish is not just something fun to do. Knowing that you have a wish gives the kids hope. It gives them the strength to fight. They've got something to look forward to when they're going through all of these difficult treatments.
Yeah, and I guess another misconception is that, essentially most of the dollars that are going into Make-A-Wish are ending up sending kids to like major theme parks. And I always love talking with folks like you from your organization who can speak from experience about some of the really kind of interesting, very much heart-wrenching and very simple wishes that some of these folks have.
Yeah, one that comes to mind is we had a child who would initially wanted to go on a trip and then was delayed because of medical reasons. And when it came time for his wish, he decided he didn't want to do that. give back. He wanted to give presents to kids for who were going to be in the hospital in Christmas. So that's what his wish became.
So instead of taking a vacation with himself and his family, he wanted to give gifts to kids in the hospital.
He wanted to give back. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And also, these wishes are a wonderful way for families who could not possibly afford to do it, either financially or logistically, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everybody deserves a wish. We do have people who say we could do this. We don't need a wish. And it's not about that. It's about having that family time, not worrying about anything, letting us take care of all of the details, and just being able to spend time together and make those memories.
Well, let's spend part of the next piece of our conversation, Chris, talking about the journey of the donation. So the individual hears this program or sees an ad or attends an event or sees online or on their social feed about Make-A-Wish, and they say, oh, okay, well, you know, I was looking for a way to spend $5 or $25 or $50 or $100 or more. I want to give to a good cause. Take my donation to Make-A-Wish through the process from, you know, the receipt and cashing of the check, if you will. What happens to that donation from that point through until the granted wish recipient returns home from whatever it is they wished for?
Well, 80 cents on every dollar goes directly to the wish. So even something like $100, that can go towards souvenirs that a child buys on a Disney wish or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about larger donations, corporate donations and things like that, they can actually be aligned with a specific wish, and then they can follow that journey and hear the story of the child, and then we'll tell them how the wish went and give them a story about that.
Mm-hmm. So can donors, even small $25, $50, $100 donors, present at least a thought about how they would like to see their money spent? Or is that something that is kind of more reserved for the significant donors that whose philanthropy may actually cover an entire wish experience?
I think they can absolutely tell us how they'd like it spent, and we can, you know, it's hard to keep track of all of that and do that for everything. But if they know that it's going toward a wish to make a child, give a child joy and give them strength to fight the fight.
Mm. Do donors ever learn after the fact how their donation was channeled?
The smaller ones are harder to do that on, but the big ones do.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about where that funding is coming from, because you mentioned that there is some misconception out there as to how these wishes are funded.
Yeah, I think Make-A-Wish is a well-known brand and a well-known name. I think what people don't realize is that there is a chapter of Make-A-Wish in every state. So we're Make-A-Wish Connecticut. We fundraise in Connecticut. We don't get funding from the, you know, Make-A-Wish National. We don't get funding from the government. So we really rely on the community and the generosity of the Connecticut community to fund these wishes. And the Connecticut community comes out all the time and supports us. And it's amazing what a difference it makes.
So the other way that folks can get to know Make-A-Wish is through events and activities. We know you've got a couple coming up here in the spring and early summer. Let's start inviting them out to Walk for Wishes.
Absolutely. Walk for Wishes is our annual walk. It's Saturday, May 10th, and it's here at our Wishing Place. And what's really great is if you attend an event, you often will see what we call a live wish reveal, where we're telling a child, your wish is coming true, and you're leaving right now in a limousine to go to the airport to take you on your wish or to take you on your shopping spree. What's unique about Make-A-Wish is you really see the impact firsthand. And if you come to an event, you see that, and you have a great time too.
And then further into the warmer weather of June, there is a beach volleyball
yes.
tournament, right?
Yes, June 2nd at Ocean Beach, their 25th anniversary of supporting us. And it's a huge volleyball tournament, another great day of fun. And what's really nice is that Ocean Beach also invites, I think, up to 100 Wish kids who can just come for the day and enjoy the beach.
Excellent. And to wrap it up, we want people to know that if they want to get involved with Make-A-Wish, it's not just about a one-time donation. You have sustaining wish makers as well, don't you?
Yes, we rely on volunteers. A wish maker is really anybody who impacts a wish in any way, whether it's attending an event, whether it's volunteers, whether it's a construction company that builds a playhouse for us in kind. So we've got over 250 volunteers who are wish grantors.
And you also have a pretty decent contingent of folks who actually hold their own fundraisers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the summer is a big time for that. We've got young children having lemonade stands. We've got people having golf tournaments all over the country. All over the state. A number of people who do. We've got somebody who does a Jeep for Wishes event where you just come, a family fun event, bring your Jeep and hang out. So there's a lot going on, and you can see it all on our website at cc.wish.org.
Very good. Chris Moran is with Make-A-Wish Connecticut, and we are so pleased to be supporting this organization, not just through the award-winning For the People, but through our Connoisseur Media corporate family. And thanks to passionate supporters like you, or maybe aspiring supporters who have just heard this segment, Make-A-Wish shines a light of hope for children fighting critical illnesses when they need it most. Make-A-Wish creates life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses during their darkest days. So whether you're an individual donor, a corporate sponsor, a sustaining donor, a volunteer, a fundraising advocate, your generous support transforms lives one wish at a time. We hope you will support this organization. And Chris, I hope you have a great Easter, and the same to everyone listening. Thanks for being part of the program.
Thanks so much, John. You as well.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.